You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The sustainability feature on Classic Business is brought to you by Yes, the Youth Employment Service. Together, you can reignite the economy by creating youth jobs. Now, the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research has entered into a partnership with the Youth Employment Service, Yes, to prepare young people for employment by providing them technical skills and relevant work opportunities. The CSIR and Yes recently signed a memorandum of understanding that will see them working closely together in addressing the pressing issue of equipping South African youth with job-ready skills, and that really is the key. The organisations believe that the collaboration is also going to help South Africa move more rapidly into a knowledge-based economy, which is absolutely vital if we're to be future fit. The investment in the future skills base could be a game changer in helping the country become more economically competitive in a increasingly global marketplace. Well, to tell us more about this exciting partnership, we're joined now by Monato Mokgoko, CSIR Group Manager for Operations and Employee Relations. Monato, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for welcoming me. I'm happy to be here today.
Before we talk about the partnership itself, can you just briefly tell us about the role that the CSIR is playing in terms of nurturing the youth? What are some of the programs that the CSIR is currently engaged in?
Yes, thank you, Michael. Look, these are exciting times for the CSIR. We have implemented a number of interventions, and these interventions are not only about the youth, but they are about also to build and strengthen our pipeline as a council. But our focus is on the young talent. So in this regard, these activities also support our strategy in terms of putting a talent pipeline. Now, in terms of this pipeline, we have student pipeline that we have built and professional development. To this extent, we are talking bursaries that focus on science, technology, engineering, and maths. These are areas that we collectively refer to as STEM careers. And through these bursaries, we support students from first year up to doctoral level. And it's a full-course bursary. It includes tuition, accommodation, and living allowance. To date, we have supported about 578 students through bursaries, and they are funded fully by the CSIR in partnership with our sister organization and councils. Then we have studentship program. These are graduates who have completed their degrees, but they need to pursue master's and doctoral degrees. And we do this through a program that allows them to do this. And the reason why we started this was because of people lacked opportunities to get into this area. And as part of transformation, we created this specific program to assist us to accommodate the students, especially students from poor backgrounds that do not have luxury to pursue postgraduate studies in our universities. So we appoint honors graduates on a fixed-term contract, for instance, 2 years, and allow them to pursue their master's. And then for the master's, once we appoint them for 3 years and allow them to pursue that, with potential that if they successfully complete that, we might even look at appointing them. We have currently placed about 76 studentships, and in this figure, we have 46 registered for masters and about 34 registered for their PhDs. So this is some of the statistics. Then we also partner with Melfeta on a program to develop capacity that's aligned to the fourth IR, and I'm sure you have heard about it, where we teach skills for the fourth industrial revolution. And to this effect, we are funding bursaries at undergraduate, master's, PhD level. And we also provide work-integrated learning programs for students through a process called Learning Factory. And we have been successful, actually, in terms of launching it, where we provide practical training for students. At this stage, we have about 24 undergraduate students, 7 master's, and 7 PhD-sponsored students through this program for the past year. And we are developing partnerships with the TVET to also take this forward. Then finally, we have our graduate in training program. And this gives a process where we get our graduate who have completed their studies, and they're allowed an opportunity to learn the business and be exposed to the world of business through that. And this is amongst all the other processes that we have, together with the YES program that we are talking about today.
It's a lot. It's a lot that the CSIR is undertaking. I mean, just going through that list, it really is comprehensive, but it's also encouraging, Bonato, having a chat to Professor Tselidze Marwala of UJ about skills, particularly in the new fields of the fourth industrial revolution.
In the fourth industrial
AI, robotics, data, coding, science, all of that, coding, that is exactly where we need to be investing. Now, let's talk about this partnership with YES. How important is it for an organization like the CSIR, with your track record and your history and the role that you play within these new spheres, to be associated with such initiatives?
Look, the YES initiative is a very important initiative, not only for CSIR, but for the country. I mean, it focuses on combating youth unemployment, and we know youth unemployment is a problem in South Africa in general. So we see this initiative as one of those initiatives that could contribute to poverty alleviation whilst helping us to redress the socioeconomic challenges in that space. So we are taking this in response to development of socio-economic development imperatives. That's response to the call made by our president, where we need to reduce youth unemployment. But again, it goes to the opportunities are focused, where we are saying, what are the skills of the future in terms of 4IR? And we've touched a bit on that. Then, in terms of the project, we also particularly not only focus on youth, but we also focus on youth with disabilities to give them also opportunities to get skills in the workplace. So this, if you take it, it helps actually to give the youth a landing into the workspace to understand the world of work and to also start applying the skills that they've learned so that they can be ready for the world of work.
Such an important bridge, and I think a lot of the studies, if you look at Rumbi and other NGOs that have done fantastic work in helping ensure that young people get access and that they remain sticky on the job ladder, it is building that bridge that is so critical. In terms of the objectives of the partnership, what have you codified in terms of this MOU?
Yeah, in terms of the objective, Michael, the YES Initiative talks directly to our mandate. In that our mandate says we must improve the quality of life of the people of the Republic in cooperation with our principal, which is the government, in the private and public sector, through focused industrial and scientific development. So one of our key strategic objectives is to build and transform human capital, and we believe we are doing that through this partnership. And then also this investment that we are putting up through the YES program is an investment in a future skills base. And this could be actually a game changer in changing the country's landscape if you look at it. Because the more we build critical skills in this area, the more we put our country in the right footing in terms of future skills. And therefore, we will be more economically competitive and we will appear in the global space. And this would remind you of people like the innovators that we are having currently now who are from South Africa, like the Mark Shuttleworth and those people.
Absolutely. We certainly are not short of skills that are globally competitive. It's just about finding those pathways and those routes so that more children, especially children from underprivileged backgrounds, are not held back by their status and their lack of access in society. And that really is, to my mind, real transformation, real empowerment, removing those impediments and those barriers to social mobility and growth. How many young people are going to benefit from the project?
Look, Michael, if we look at last year, we started the program last year. Last year, we managed to get about 60 students out of this program who successfully contributed and competed in this program. This year, we have recruited about 54 of them, and the students have just been placed and they are starting. And we believe going forward in the future, we should be able to get more because this is something that is top of mind and that we believe we will be able to make a difference with not only for CSIR, but for our youth in general.
Now, what are some of the examples, if you look at the work that they're going to be doing, of the impact of the work that these young people are doing in society?
Look, we can already actually point to some of great achievements by this level. I mean, we've placed students who went into township schools where there were no computer skills, data capturing capability and IT support. And they've managed in a period of a year to set up this skills in this important area. We have schools where the learners have gone out and facilitated design of their new websites as well as tools to make the teachers effective in ICT and related activities. Then we also have technology, which is another subject that the schools are focusing on, and the students are participating in that, basically participating in the research, participating in the practicals and helping the students with that. Then, you know, with COVID, we've moved also into the virtual and digital world. And they are basically support the online screening, the copying, the printing, and creating all this access requirements to assist the learners, the schools, and all these other institutions where we've placed the students with the necessary support for them to be successful in a digital environment. Now, we've also had students who are teaching over 130 students on the computer, where we've actually taken them on a training, and the students are facilitating that, where they are being taught an accredited ITC course, and they are assisted with job placement when they finish this. So you can see, actually, YES is now giving back to another program to create another skills. And lastly, we have also registered teachers and learners on a program called Green Suit, and this helps them to advance their math skills using technology. So this is amongst the many things that we've put in place. And we also have actually tales of success, where a number of students have been able to participate in YES, and because of their diligence and also performance in the space, they've been able to be offered opportunities of full-time employment in a specialized skills industries and all that. Some of them have even been absorbed by us, CSIR. That tells you the impact of the program on their youth.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the ultimate arbiter of success here. Any advice to young people out there who want to be part of this exciting project or any of the others at the CSIR?
Look, firstly, Michael, let me say to the youth, let's persevere. We know the landscape and the economy is challenged, but that opportunity is going to come for you. And to set yourself for success, firstly, from a CSIR point of view, we are looking for youth who are studying in the science, technology, engineering, and related sciences, where we are saying it's STEM. And you can find us in the media. You can find us in the internet, you can find us in the Twitter, Facebook, and all that, where you can actually look at our opportunities. But in specific to the the Youth Employment Program, we have service providers that partner us in terms of placing the youth. And for that, you need to Google a portal called SA Youth. This is where they go and look for CVs of the youth,
right,
and then recommend them for various initiatives under the YES program. But over and above that, I want to also encourage youth to say it's not only through application, but it's also we need to create a culture of volunteerism. And through volunteerism, people will see your commitment, will see your diligence and your hard work. And this is also one approach where some of our students have been identified, volunteering in the local schools, volunteering in the hospitals and police stations. And through this, they have been recommended to the program and they are currently participating in the YES program.
I love the philosophy and the idea around that, because it's about recognizing those young people who want to pulled themselves up by their bootstraps, effectively, and they're not looking for anything to be handed to them on a silver plate. They want to go out, they want to give back to society and work their way up and demonstrate that they are willing to work for everything that comes their way. And it's that kind of culture that we certainly need to be encouraging in South Africa as we look to rebuild and grow the economy post-COVID. Monato, I think the CSR needs to be recommended and commended for the work that you're doing in partnering with YES. Thanks so much for sharing more about the work, the partnership, and the impact that it's having amongst the country's youth. Take care.
Thank you very much, Michael, and the pleasure is ours as CSIR as we continue to contribute to the socio-economic landscape of South Africa and also being a responsible corporate citizen as we do so. And thank you for the opportunity to address the listeners and the program.
That was Monato Makoko, CSIR Group Manager for Operations and Employee Relations, sharing more about the CSIR's partnership with the Youth Employment Service Program. For the sake of our country's future, isn't it time that you considered YES? The sustainability feature on Classic Business was brought to you by YES. Together, you can reignite the economy by creating youth jobs. Need a BBBEE booster? Want to change youth lives? Well, join over 1,400 businesses like the CSIR, reigniting the economy with the Youth Employment Service, YES. And you can gain up to 2 levels up on your BBBEE scorecard. YES has created over 50,000 work experiences for youth, with companies receiving over 400 BBBEE level ups. Join the YES movement and watch your scorecard soar. Visit yesforyouth.co.za and say yes today.